知行英语 Listen and share。
Michael 入狱后不久，他的辩护律师兼好朋友 Veronica 来到 Fox River 监狱来看望他。Veronica 对 Michael 之前的行为甚是不解，下面是他们的一段对话。
What if they sent you to Taylorville or Marion and not here?
I think I'd be doing the same thing I'm doing here. Eating Jell-O, drinking Kool-Aid.
I know what you're doing. It's not the luck of the draw that you're in here with Lincoln. You forget I know you, both of you. You two have the most dysfunctional idea of love I've ever seen. What, he beats you up to keep you off the street so you get yourself tossed into Fox River with him? To what? Save him? I deserve to know I loved him as much as you did.
Past tense for you, maybe. Not me.
I gave him a shot when I got back from college. I did. Even with all the stuff that was going on with him, I did everything I could to make it work, and he threw it away.
You ever think maybe he was hurt that you left in the first place?
What if they'd sent me to Taylorville or Marion and not here?
What if they send you to Taylorville or Marion and not here? 如果他们把你送到 Taylorville 或 Marion 的监狱，而不是送到这里，你会怎么办？
I think I'd be doing the same thing I'm doing in here.
I think I'd be doing the same thing I'm doing in here. 我想待在别的监狱和待在这里，对于我都没有什么两样。
Eating Jell-O, drinking Kool-Aid.
Eating Jell-O.Drinking Kool-Aid. 我照样是吃果冻，喝酷外牌饮料。
I know what you're doing.
I know what you're doing. 我知道你在做什么。
It's not the luck of the draw that you're in here with Lincoln.
It's not the luck of the draw that you're in here with Lincoln. 你能到这里和你哥哥林肯待在一起，不是碰巧的事情。
You forget I know you, both of you.
You forget I know you, both of you.你忘记了，我是了解你的，你们两兄弟我都非常了解。
You two have the most dysfunctional idea of love I've ever seen.
You two have the most dysfunctional idea of love I've ever seen. 你们俩的兄弟感情是我见过最为畸形的一种。
What, he beats you up to keep you off the street so you get yourself tossed into Fox River with him?
What? He beats you up to keep you off the streets?So you get yourself tossed into Fox River with him? 唐年会不让你到街上跟地痞流氓厮混，你哥能把你狠揍一顿，而你自己现在却栽进了监狱，跟他待在一起了。
To what? Save him?
To what? Save him? 这是为什么？要救他出来吗？
I deserve to know I loved him as much as you did.
I deserve to know I loved him as much as you did.我跟你一样爱他，你得让我知道事情的缘由。
Past tense for you maybe, not me.
Past tense for you maybe, not me. 爱他，对于你来说，这是过去式了，我却不是。
I gave him a shot when I got back from college, I did.
I gave him a shot when I got back from college, I did. 我大学毕业以后给过他机会的，我真的给过他机会。
Even with all the stuff that was going on with him, I did everything I could to make it work, and he threw it away.
Even with all the stuff that was going on with him, I did everything I could to make it work, and he threw it away. 我已经尽我所能去挽救和你哥的感情了。虽然他整天到处瞎混，不务正业，但他却一点都不领情。
You ever think maybe he was hurt that you left in the first place?
You ever think maybe he was hurt that you left in the first place? 你有没有想过，可能是当初你为了上大学离他而去，伤了他的心。来看一下上面对白中的语言点 Taylorville or Marion， 那是两个地名，在这里指两座监狱的名字。 Jail O， 如果你看的英文原版，你会看到字幕给出的果冻拼音是 Jail 加横杠，然后再加一个大写 O， 这其实是美国一家专门生产果冻的公司的注册商标，由于名气大，所以也变成了果冻的代名词了。果冻的正确拼写是 J-E-L-L-O。 Cool Aid， 一种饮料。 Luck of the Draw， 字面意思是抽签的运气，可以理解为碰运气，比如 To win or lose is just luck of the draw， 输赢凭运气。在剧中 Veronica 的意思是说Michael 通过抢劫银行来实现进入监狱找哥哥的想法是有风险的，一不小心他很可能就被送到别的监狱了，但他不知道这只是一个复杂计划的开始， Michael 不可能在这个小环节上失手的。 Dysfunctional 这个词原意是指机械有故障，运转不正常，在这里是指 Michael 与哥林肯的关系非比常人，兄弟感情很深，可以为对方做任何事，甚至不惜使用极端的手段。 Keep you off the streets， 字面意思是让你远离那些街道，在剧中的含义是当哥哥的希望弟弟上进，不要跟他一样混迹街头。 Keep somebody off 后面加一个地方，意思是不让某人靠近某个地方。 Keep off 是个短语，指不要靠近。 Toss T-O-S-S 原意是扔投，在剧中是一种口语的表达，理解为把自己投进监狱或者栽进监狱。 Deserve to do something， 理所当然可以做某件事，比如 He deserved to be punished， 他应当受到惩罚。我们汉语口语中常有你活该、他罪有应得等说法，英语就可以说 You deserve it 或者 He deserves it。 Past tense 过去时，这是一个英语的语法术语，在剧中是 Michael 的一个比喻，说的是 Veronica 对林肯的爱已经是过去的事情，现在他没必要再管他的事。 Give somebody a shot 听起来好像是给某人打一针，因为事实上如果医生要说我要给你打一针，是可以说 I will give you a shot， 不过在这里 Veronica 的意思是我曾经给过林肯机会的， shot 在这里相当于 chance。 All the stuff 所有事情， stuff S-T-U-F-F 泛指所有东西事物，剧中是指林肯的那些当小混混的破事。 Make it work 字面意思是使其生效或者使其产生效果，在这里是指 Veronica 努力去挽救他与 Michael 哥哥的感情。 In the first place 短语，一开始、当初，比如 She didn't like you in the first place，他一开始就不喜欢你。今天的节目就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。